Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuning into a Black Girls Podcast. But not just any Black Girls Podcast. This is specifically the Quirky Black Girls Podcast.
This is episode 2 of That Quirky Black Girls Podcast. Give yourself a round of applause. Oh my God, you did it. Okay, you did it and you did it again. Look at you being great. I hope your week went well. I hope that your 2 weeks went well. This is episode number 2. And what I want to do is I want to start off with prayer because Jesus is my everything. Okay, so Heavenly Father God, I just want to say thank you for all that you've done, for all that you've done, God, for everything that you're doing and everything you're about to do. God, you are wonderful. You are mighty. You are awesome. And there's nobody like you. You are the good shepherd. You are my Father. You are our Father. God, you are everything. You hold the world in your hands. You hold our world in your hands, individually and one as a whole. God, I thank you so much for being so intentional. God, I thank you so much for being so wonderful, so gentle, so meek. Father, you're so good. If I didn't say it enough, God, I'm going to say it again. You are so good. And I thank you for everything that you're doing in my life. And I thank you for everything that you're doing in all of these people's lives that are listening, Lord God, or chooses to listen, you know. God, I thank you. I pray that you bless them. I pray that this is a blessing to them, Lord, that they're able to take what they hear, Lord God, and apply it. I pray that this is effective, Lord God, and that you have your way. You're awesome. And I love you so much with my whole heart, with my whole mind, with my whole soul, God. I love you and I honor you. And I really want you to get the glory out of this. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, okay, let's get into it. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? It's been 2 weeks. I know it has not been easy. Millennials, you know, Gen Z, you're getting to know. We're all in this together, honestly. So we're getting into it. I really believe like the Lord was kind of dealing with foundations for me, right? So we get into our 20s after 18, it's kind of like a brand new world, you know what I'm saying? For some people, because some people, the age of 18, you kind of experience life, but for those who haven't, you know what I'm saying? We're all in our different stages. But just know that the Lord kind of wants to deal with that, those different stages. How do we get to these different stages? You know what I'm saying? It all starts and it stems from somewhere. It all stems from somewhere. But just know that even though it's stemming from somewhere, it's all for the big capital P word, purpose. God has a purpose and he has a plan for you. Everything that you've been through, everything, Everything that you've been through is for something greater. And it's not just for you or about you. Okay? I'm just saying. A verse that I wanted to start off with was Esther 4:14. And it's from the New King James Version. It says, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this." Whoa there, Esther. Whoa there. Silence? We can't kind of do that right now, especially at this big age. I don't care if you're 22. I don't care if you're 32. I don't care if you're 42. I don't even care if you're 52. You really can't go back once you know. Once you know, you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a saying that says, "When I know better, I do better." Okay? That seems to be it, okay? And there's no escaping it. There is no escaping it. When you know better, you do better. So when it comes to foundations, right? You know, what is this thing? What is this thing? It starts with something. It starts from somewhere and somebody. And unfortunately, we don't know that somebody. I do not know who started this thing for me. I know that I'm a part of something. I know that I've come from something. But what is the deal? You know what I mean? I can't talk to my great, 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 great grandmother. She didn't even start it. She didn't start it. But I know what we finna do moving forward, because that's really what matters. The past matters, but the now really matters. Okay? And I just want to let you know that what you went through was necessary for your breakthrough. What your mom went through, what your grandmother went through, what your grandfather went through, what your peoples went through wasn't for no happenstance, okay? And I think that what's happening right now with the millennials, I think with people, period, because when I'm witnessing, because sometimes I just be here and I just be hearing. It's just like, oh, wow, I'll be thinking that too. Oh, I'm not alone. Oh, that's great. Oh, thank God. But it's kind of like a consensus. Like everybody's kind of in that same mode where it's just like, help, help. I need another adult. I need an adultier adult. And then you look around and it's just like, I am that adult. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me just put on my big girl panties. Let me tie my shoes real quick. Because I am that person. I'm the one to establish the order here. I am the one who is supposed to give direction here. I am the one. We are the one. No matter how quirky or how messed up, Or how crazy life could have been, in this exact moment, I am the one. I am the woman. I am that person. I'm chosen. There ain't nobody else. It's me. It's me. And I feel like everybody's kind of in that headspace. So, what do you do? What do you do when you have to be the woman or the man for the job? It seems as though there's a session that's going on. It's a vocabulary word, a session, a gaining a position of authority, especially like of a monarch or a leader that's rising to power. That is seems to be it. And a lot of millennials are kind of like, I don't want to just speak off of millennials. I'm just saying we're all in the same. Whoever's listening to this, just know that you chosen. Okay, you part of that too. You got to rise up. Okay, that's basically what this is. We all have to rise up to the occasion. Ain't no time for slacking. That's what I'm noticing. There is no more time for excuses, literally. God literally stopped me within these past 2 weeks. God literally was just like, all right, so how long are you going to walk around this rock, really? How long are you going to walk around this, like, you don't see that big old thing looking at you? We got to talk about it. There's no way of escaping the elephant in the room. You are that one. I'm sorry to say it, but that's it. I'm sorry. That's it. So now that you know that you are that one, now that you know that you are in a session, you are in for the position, you are the one, right? How are you going to respond? How am I supposed to respond? What was the current foundation of this thing? You know what I'm saying? What am I walking into? A lot of us, okay, let me just say this. What just came to my mind was cookout, right? So as you can see, a lot of people did not have cookouts for the past couple of years. This could be, you know, because of, you know, money. A lot of things, but the biggest question of the summers between the last 5 years was, so who's doing the cookouts? Like, where the burgers at? Where the hot dogs at? Like, what's going on? Child, it's you. It's you. It's us. It's on us. We supposed to get the hot dogs. Yeah. We supposed to get the coal. We're supposed to set up the fire. We are the ones. Mama and Daddy are tired. Uncle Ray Ray and them are sitting on the couch getting their rest. You know why? Because it's due time for rest. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It was really crazy because everybody really was saying the same things. Like, what is going on? Like, man, mind you, usually mama not doing it no more because you done seen her for the past 20 summers doing what she does. You were supposed to catch the mantle, sis. Okay. I'm sorry. No, but that's really what it is. Like, you were really supposed to catch on to that and continue it. There has to be some type of empathy too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm noticing that there's just this, everybody was just like, oh, let's continue. Let's go. Let's continue. Let's do this. No, usually around this time, this is when mom does, no, girl. No, dude. It's you. You're the one for the job. It's you. Consider yourself ascended. Is that it? I don't even know that. Look, somebody correct me. Consider yourself. This is your arrival. This past 5 years seems like it's been, I don't know. And y'all tell me. Let's really talk about it. Let's really talk about it. It's time, though. It's been 5 years. It's been 5 years. The pandemic hit in 2020, and now we are here. That's crazy. Okay. And no, it didn't go fast. Time has been going, right? But where have we been? You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot, because it's not like time has been time, but where have you been? Okay. It's crazy. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about that, because to me, it kind of blows my mind, because sometimes I would complain and be like, oh my gosh, time is just flying by. But honestly, no, it's time has been time. What have I been doing? Like, what have I been doing? Mom is not going to do it. Dad is not going to do it. Uncles, aunts, I am the aunt. Okay, I'm the aunt. It's time to reach out and touch. Okay, it's time. Like, no one else is going to do it. So let's go back to this whole foundations thing. What has God said about your family? Okay, what is he doing with your bloodline? When you find out and things are revealed, how will you respond? Who in your family are you following? Like, who are you following after? Like, who is your example in your family? And what side are you on? What prayers are being answered in this moment? Are you the answered prayer? You know what I'm saying? Like, of course you are an answered prayer, but let's not play like our grandparents or great-grandparents. Those people didn't pray for things to come into fruition. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to really get in line. We are really supposed to be. What are you doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? So, I mean, a lot of the stuff that I'm referring to, I was kind of in the story of Ahab, King Ahab, and how he became the king and how wicked he was. In his time of reign, he was a very wicked guy. He was entangled, or he was married to a wicked woman, and they left a really bad mark. You know what I'm saying? There was a curse that Joshua had put on the city of Jericho. He put a curse on it. You know, God wanted it to be cursed. And he said, if anybody was to rebuild this city, the firstborn and the youngest son would have to suffer, would have to die. And 500 years later, that actually came into fruition. Like, that actually happened. Somebody came up in there, hail of Bethel, rebuilt the city, not remembering, not doing his research. And now he suffers from his firstborn and his youngest dying. And the prophecy came true. So this is why I ask those questions, because there's some things that have happened in the past. There's some things that have happened. There's things that are happening. And it's like, yo, what side are you on? Because Ahab came into power and he could have done anything. He could have followed after anybody. And you know what he did? He decided he was going to be wicked. He was going to be wicked, and it didn't end well for Hail of Bethel and his family. It's very important that you really go to God about your family. Go to God about where you stand. Go to God about it. Just go to God. Like, I promise you, all of this is very, very, very important. I was thinking about it when I turned 30 years old. That life really got real for me. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. And I was 27 years old. I was engaged. saying that kind of is a little bit funny because, oh my God, but yes. I was engaged at one point, and a lot of questions popped up in my mind. Like, the one thing that was kind of getting to me was, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be me. Like, I'm not, like, what am I going to do? Like, what, who, what? You know what I'm saying? It was a happy thing, but it was also like a grieving thing. Like, oh my gosh, like this me is about to end. Like, a whole different version of me is about to be. And it's kind of like you have to really decide. You really cannot play about your life. That's what I'm learning about as I got older, in my late 20s into my 30s. I can no longer play with my life. I am about to make a big decision. Many of you are about to make a huge decision. The only thing that I wish, I mean, I did it, but I don't think that I was consistent enough. And I'm going to tell you this right now. It is very important for you as a woman and as a man to go to God about everything. Look at your bloodline. Look at the people you're coming from, because no one's going to tell you. I'm going to tell you this right now. It is highly important for you to observe your surroundings. Observe where you're getting information from. Observe and act accordingly. How do you want to continue this thing? No, for real. Like, how do you really want to do this thing? And what I'm learning now as a single woman at the age of 32, I still have the responsibility to set a foundation. I still have that responsibility in my singleness, okay? There was this time, I don't remember what was happening. It was this year. And it seems as though there was like some type of a pandemic. Sorry. I'm thinking about what possibly happened. What in the world happened in the beginning of this year? Something about Trump. Oh, yes. Okay, so what happened was there was like a bomb threat or something like that. Like, we sent, I know I sound real crazy right now, guys. I'm sorry. I don't watch the news as I should watch the news. I should. But there was something, we sent off a bomb. And all I could think about was how, oh, my mom, you know, she has a house full of people at the moment. And then my sister, you know, she has her daughters and everything. And then I was thinking, I'm like, I'm by myself. I don't got nobody but me and Jesus. If the world was to end right now, what is going to happen to me? I really had to ask that question. There is nobody but me. What foundations did I lay? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did I ever do? These are things that I think about. And I have been thinking about daily from that moment on. What am I doing? That is what happens when you get older. I'm talking to the little ones, the 17s, the 18s, whoever's listening to this. I'm talking to you, man. I hope you're listening to me. It is very important for you to understand that your foundation matters inside and outside of marriage. Though I am single, I'm still setting up that ground. Because when I enter into whatever the Lord has for me, I got to walk right. You know what I'm saying? You never know who comes in after you, quirky or not. Okay, everybody got a little bit of quirk to them. But it's a matter of how I'm going to flip that thing. How am I going to make this thing work for a kingdom? That's really what it is. No matter what. Okay? I'm just trying to tell you guys. What is going on? Like, what are you doing? What are we doing? That can't even be the question anymore. It's how are we going to continue? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to pick it up and just keep going. But let me just rephrase that. Don't pick it up and just keep going. Pick it up. Look at it. Look at what you're picking up. Okay? And how can I make this thing better? That's really what it is. Can I get an amen? For real, like, how can I make this better? Okay, because the walls aren't going to come down unless you have God with you, okay? He's the one that does the miraculous, okay? Okay, so they crossed over into the new promised land, right? And there was a miraculous fall of Jericho's walls. But this was only under God's direction. Okay? God put a curse on that city. If anybody tries to rebuild this thing, there's going to be a curse on your first and your last. What are you rebuilding? What are you rebuilding? Did you even go to God about that? Right? Some of us, our fathers or our mothers, because I tried it. Our fathers and our mothers tried to build something and it didn't work. And then here we go. Well, my mama tried to do it, and my daddy tried to do it. So now I'm, no. Did God even want it to work? Did God even want that to work? That's so intentional. That's how intentional you have to be. What is God trying to do with your hands in the promise, the prayers that your great-grandmother, you know what I'm saying? It is so, let me tell you something. It is so, I don't know, that was kind of like burdening me. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. What am I building? What are you unknowingly building, quirky girl? What are you unknowingly building in your bloodline that God wants to put a stop to? Let's get down to it for real. What are you trying to build? Okay, so if you notice the patterns that your mom did this, or she dated this type of a person, your sister, your cousin, you're this, you're that, then what makes you think going in that same direction is going to lead you into something different? As I said, God is the only one that does the miraculous. He's a living God. After the miraculous fall of Jericho's walls, He is responsible for the miraculous fall of Jericho's walls, and He cursed them. Don't you rebuild that again. Okay, so sometimes you think about certain things that happen in families, right? Like the miraculous fall. Okay? Have you ever wondered that God was the reason behind that fall? Have you ever wondered that maybe He was trying to get somebody's attention? So we just gonna skip over the fact that if this thing did work, that maybe this person would have went into gambling. What is God trying to stop in your bloodline? You have to go to Him about it. Okay, sister girl. Okay. That wall fell down, right? God put a curse on it. Then all of a sudden, in the ruling of Ahab, Hail of Bethel came and rebuilt it 500 years later. God said what He said 500 years ago. Sorry, I hope this isn't too loud. God said what He said 500 years ago, right? So nobody did know. Somebody wrote that down. Somebody wrote it down. Somebody. There was a historian somewhere. God said what He said 500 years ago. Plus there was word of mouth. God said what He said. He said what He said. And you mean to tell me you're going to pick it up? And then you're wondering why things aren't working and they're falling down. You're wondering why. It was the miraculous God that tore it down the first time. Okay? I'm just saying. This is something that He was dealing with me with. It was the miraculous God who did it the first time. He literally said what I said. If you touch it, this is going to happen. Everybody should have known. But when you're caught up in your stuff, there's a way that seems right. And unfortunately for Mr. Hail of Bethel, he lost his first son and his youngest son, which means, why are we playing with God's word? Okay? Why are we playing with God's word? Why are we playing? Ain't no time to play. There's no time to play. His word never fails. He is still that OG God. And this applies as a promise and or a warning. I'm letting you know that right now. A promise and or a warning. God said what He said. What makes you think that if your grandmother... All right. This is something that He was dealing with me about. This is applying to generations. A lot of the reason why some people are stuck in poverty. A lot of the reason why some people are stuck in homosexuality. Some people are stuck in this, that, and the third. There's something going on that happened at the foundation. There's something that was going on. There's something in the bloodline. There is something going on. And God is trying to get your attention, and he's trying to collaborate with you on bringing this wall down. It's the miraculous. You can't do. Let me tell you something. Therapy is not going to work all by itself. I promise you. It's the Holy Spirit that guides. Okay. Therapy. I'm not saying don't go to therapy. Yes. You absolutely should go to therapy. There are some walls in your mind that need to come down. Some battles are meant for that type of mental warfare, okay? Some battles are mental, right? There's a mindset that needs to be broken. So you mean to tell me, generations after generations after generations in your family, they didn't have the means to take their mind into subjection? They didn't have the means to do that inner mental work, but you, with your good insurance, okay, mean to tell me that you don't got time to go sit down to sit down and really go handle what's been going on with who said what to you 15 years ago that you still replay till this day? God wants to tear them walls down. He wants to, and it's only going to take a miraculous God to tear them walls down. I'm telling you, he's dealing with the foundation. Okay, we was really laughing last week. I promise we're going to laugh. But I have to say it. This is what he was dealing with. He wants to tear the walls down. Don't you play with it. That's another thing. God is not a liar. Some people, they say some things, and then some things don't happen, and then they make it seem as though to the unbeliever that the Lord that we serve is not true, and that's not right. He's very true, but, sorry, I really hope this isn't too loud, but what did you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you do? God said what he said, but what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do with what God said? What did you do? What are you going to do? How are you going to respond? This is how we have to move. Ain't no time to play. There's no time to play. Okay, I don't care how quirky you are. I don't care what you've been through. Now that you know, when you know better, you do better. This is not a rebuke. I'm just saying what he said. This is to me too. I'm telling you, this is to me. Okay. When we know better, we do better. There's no more time for us in this generation to ever utter the words again that we don't know. No. You be. You didn't know. Sure, got it. But now you be. Be who he called you to be. Be what he said that you should be. Be that girl. Be that man. Be that man. Be that boy. Be that woman. Be. It's time to ascend. It's time to get up. Okay? Okay, we are the ones now. We are the ones now. A lot of the younger generation can't go to the older generation because they gotta look to that middle generation. It's the middle. We're in the middle of it. We're in the middle of it. You didn't ask for them responsibilities. I know. I get it. But you're going to have to respond, okay? Jericho was the first battle Israel fought after crossing the Jordan River into the land God promised them. It took a single day for them to cross that river. Because of that miraculous God. It's only because of the miraculous God. But they were stuck in the wilderness for 40 years, wandering in the wilderness. They could have been there already if they were obedient. Okay? Okay? There are generations literally dying out in churches, dying out on the workforce, dying out, just dying out. They're just, they're not going to be here no more. Okay? God is ready for you. Okay? God is getting ready. You know how long it took them to prepare before they crossed, when before they crossed over? It took 1 day to cross over, but 3 days of preparation before they crossed over. In this case, God gave us 5 years to get our lives together. I'm just saying, I'm really just thinking about this. Like, in this case, we had a whole pandemic. That was the divine reset right there. Okay? It was divinely orchestrated for everybody to sit down and really think about what's going on here. Now you have to think about your thoughts. Everybody's getting all, everybody, you know, it's year number 5 now. So everybody's kind of like, oh, this is the new normal. Yes. Did you hear what I just said? This is the new normal. Your mom isn't the same woman she was 5 years ago. What that mean? Hello? I be thinking about it all the time. I'm like, mommy. No, for real. I be thinking about it all the time. Like, you got a little bit more grays than you did. You're not walking as fast as you used to. And that looks like the bag is a little bit heavier than it used to, too. It's time for me to step up. It's time for us to step into this thing. It's been 5 years since COVID. It's been 5 years. Some of us are still harping over the things that we should have had within the 5 years if COVID didn't happen. No, 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 no. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. Pump the brakes. Now, I can tell you this right now. If it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't be as close as I am right now to my shepherd. Okay? And that's highly important. That's more important than being in a marriage. It's more important. It's more important than having kids. How am I supposed to get the marriage and the kids if I can't even adhere to the word of God? Okay? Who wants to be in the wilderness for 40 years? You tell me. Who wants to do that? I honestly don't have time for that. Okay? I ain't even gonna lie to you because I'm not perfect. I done messed up. All right? I done messed up. But here I am and I'm being obedient because he told me to do this back in 2020. I'm gonna be honest with you. Back in 2020, I was like, God, what? What? YouTube? I know you lying. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm so sorry, Lord. It's like when I talk to him sometimes, I got to remember. Because one time he actually did get me about that. I was just like, you know, you my friend. And he was literally like, I am more than that. Okay. I am more. Do you know who you talking to? And in that moment, I said, God, I'm so sorry. I really forgot that you really OG. He is an OG God. He is an OG God. I big up that man. Big ups to my God, man. I'm serious. Big ups to my God because he's really OG. And he's still out here doing stuff. Blowing minds. For real. Every day. Walking with him is like, it's sweeter and sweeter. Sweeter and sweeter. He blows my mind as to how much of a gentleman he is because he really could have let me die. He really could have let me do what I wanted to do. And I'm so glad that he didn't. I'm so glad that I had sleepless nights. I'm so glad that I'm so glad that he gave me dreams. I'm so glad that there were conversations that were confirmation as to what's going on. And many of you, this is what the Lord is doing, but you keep ignoring him. I'm sorry. This is not a rebuke. I'm telling you, this is for me as well. You can't ignore it anymore. You're that girl. No matter how quirky you are, you're that man. You're that woman. You are the one for the job. Okay, there's some walls that got to come down this year, okay? You're talking about and you're praying about all of the things that you want to do, all the things that you want to experience, but you can't experience it until that wall comes down. You can't experience it until you lay a new foundation. You cannot. You cannot. What you want to do, fall? This is an encouragement. What you want to do, just fall? You mean to tell me you want, okay, I want that house, but you didn't save no money. You didn't build no credit. You have no foundation. You have no foundation. You have no foundation. And you can't build off of old foundation. No, you cannot. Not this time. You really can't go based off of your mom's faith and your dad's faith and your sister's faith. Whoever has the strongest relationship, you got to build your own. You have to build your, you got to be anchored. You the one. You are the one. Okay? You the one. They looking at you. That's it. When you look to your left and you look to your right, who else you going to see? It's us, okay? We got to get up. We got to do this. We got to do this. We have to ask God those. And God is waiting for us to ask these questions. God, what prayers were prayed before I even got here? What am I supposed to accomplish? What doors are waiting for me because of a prayer that was prayed? I want to be that answered prayer. I want to be the one, Lord. I want to be the one. How do I become the one? How do I show up better than everyone else has showed up? How do I exceed the expectations that were set for this bloodline? Because I'm not just representing myself. I'm not. It's more than just about me. Yes, it is more than just about me. Unfortunately, you have to worry about the elderly and you got to worry about the youngins, okay? And you want them to know right. When you know better, you do better. And you want better for the people who you love and the people that you're around and the people that you have influence over. You have to think about these things. You have to. We have to think about these things, okay? Preparation is over. Oh my God. I didn't even want to say that. It's end game. Literally. I hate to say it because some of us was talking about this in 20. What year was it? Girl, I remember it was before 2012. Folks was just like, I was trying to get married. I'm trying to get married. I'm still trying to have me another baby. I'm still trying to do this. 2012 is it? That's it? Look at us in 2025. We're in end game. Okay. Ready yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Ready yourselves. Ready yourselves. Build that foundation. Go to God. Okay? This is what we have to do. I'm being so serious right now. This is literally what we have to do. We have to push. We have to push. We have to push. We have to push. Okay? All right, man. We have to push. And by the Israelites winning that battle, it was a symbol of God's power and faithfulness. Israel won the battles that they won by obedience and faith. That city was not to be rebuilt. What is supposed to come to pass in your family? You got to ask yourself these questions. Like, what is it? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. What did somebody have to sacrifice because they wasn't obedient? How can you be more obedient now so you don't have to sacrifice? Even if you think it's old or outdated, right? You have to be careful of who you let influence you. And you have to be sure that when you lead, because we are, when Whitney sang that song, here we are. I believe the children are we're the children. We are the future, guys. We don't got to sing that song no more. We are the ones. We're the future. So when you're leading others, Are you leading with reverence for God's truth? Are you leading? How are you leading? Like, these are really important questions to ask. Do you know what it means to reestablish? To reestablish is to set up again or bring back into existence, position, or condition. To rebuild or restore something that was lost or broken. Returning to former state. So, you know, God is breaking down these walls, but he's trying to do something new in you, right? He's trying to do something new in us, okay? A lot of things was broken during COVID. A lot of things was broken during COVID. And I'm talking about ideology, religion, talking about mentality. I'm talking about a lot of things. Things that people did not expect. God broke it down and was just like, this is the new norm. Literally. You thought that life was just going to be like it was. And that God isn't sovereign and that he can't do what he can do. He can do so much. Okay? He could have done more, but he didn't. Okay? God is so good. God is such a keeper. He is so good. But he's reestablishing, right? So there is a thing, right? I'm trying to say it. It's on my mind. To reestablish is to set up again or bring back into existence. This is for you to ask the question, God, what are you trying to reestablish in my life? God, what are you trying to reestablish for my children? What are you trying to have me build right now for the next? How do you want me to set up this altar for you, for my children, my grandchildren? I know this is for end game, but you're still doing something right now. How do you want me to establish something here? I know I can't do it without you. I can't do this without you. I can't buy this house without you. I can't get this car without you. I can't do it without you. I can't. Hallelujah. I can't do this thing without you. You are my God. You are my God. You are my sovereign God. There's things that I don't know, but your Holy Spirit knows. How can I get to where you want me to go? This is a collaboration, y'all. For many of us during these 5 years, this was an invitation. Nobody's been to God like this before in your family. Some of us, nobody's heard God the way that you've heard God. Nobody's seen God move the way you've seen God move. Nobody's seen his hand, knows his hand like you know his hand. And now is the time where God is like, hey, it's time. You remember all that stuff I did for you? Remember all them receipts? I need you to have them receipts ready, because when they ask you, when the famine hits this land and you know better than anybody knows about what's going on, you know better. So you can tell others about how good your God is. It's all for the goodness and the glory of God. All of it. What is the Lord trying to reestablish? What is the Lord trying to reintroduce through your hands, through your mouth, through your mind and creativity? What is God doing? You got to ask those questions. You got to ask those questions. And David said in Psalms 11:1, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Okay. So he was being challenged here. But what I took from this is that you need to stand firm in your faith, because the enemy wants you to run. Okay. And you have to remember that you have to put your trust in the Lord. Okay. So, you know, I said a lot here. This is over 30 minutes. But it's very important. You need to put your trust in the Lord. This is not no one man job. And for many of us, it will be a fasting job, a deliverance type of ordeal. Yeah. We got to stand firm, guys. Times are getting hard out here, okay? This only year number one. It ain't even been a full year yet since the president has been the president, okay? But all the more reason for you to have to stand. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Hello? To my mountain? I'm going to stand right here and I'm going to have faith because I trust in the Lord. We can no longer run away from this assignment. To run away is literally death. I'm sorry. I'm not even trying to be scary or spooky scary or nothing. But for real, I used to tell my mom something. I used to be like, Mom, I don't want to grow up. This, that, and the third. And she's just like, for you not to grow up, that would mean you would die. Is that something? No, I do not want to die. I don't want to die. There is no running from this assignment of being an adult. There is no running from the assignment of me becoming 33 unless the Lord said it's my time. I have to say it. I'm sorry. There's no running. You have to embrace the invitation. You have to embrace the collaboration of this reconstruction, of this restructuring. There's no way we can continue doing the same things we were doing 15 years ago, some of us 20 years ago. We can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore. We have to stand up because a lot of our friends are coming into the fold, right? Life has happened. A lot of us, what is it? For me, what year is this? And it's been about 10 years now since high school. And a lot of people are well into their adulthood. And they've been running from God for a mighty long time. So when they see you and they see how good the Lord has kept you, right? You have to stand firm on your faith. You have to stand firm on what you know and embrace and help others embrace the invitation. They're going to see you at the grocery store, sis or sir, and they're going to be like, hey, man, what's going on? What's up? What's up? You heard about the news? You heard about that? Yeah, man, but I'm good. Like, I'm anchored. Like, God has been really keeping me. That's the invitation. God is sending out these invitations. People going to see you, and they're going to see how good the Lord has been, and they're going to want to know what kind of God is that you're serving. They're going to want to know. So you have to stand firm in your faith. Folks are going to ask you to flee. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're going to ask you these questions. Flee as a bird to your mountain? Hello? What? Hello? What? Where am I going? I'm standing firm because in the Lord put I my trust. Hello? Wake up. So yeah, that went. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's what Psalms 11:3 says. If these foundations are shaken, if they're stirred, if they're destroyed, then that means it's at risk of collapsing. What do you do when the principles and truth and justice crumble? Okay? The Lord is challenging our norms, okay? Do not be surprised if you see that the internet crashes, like literally crashes. We've had scares, but we haven't had legit crashes. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, okay? What do you do when all principles and morals have been thrown out the window? What do you do? Literally, what do you do? This is really, these are the times that are coming. I hate to be that quirky girl to just bring it up like this. And a lot of you probably logged out. But I'm telling you what it is. This is what he's been burning in me. I'm just saying. Ring, ring, ring. Ring the alarm. I'm just saying. We're not going into Beyonce right now. Okay? How are you going to respond, guys? When principles and truth It's already happening. People, you speak the truth. You speak what is true. And people look at you like you're crazy. How are you going to respond? The Lord is challenging our norms. Don't be fearful. Please do not be fearful. We can't be fearful. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, but we cannot be fearful, okay? The good news is there's good news. All of this is good news. I just want to let you know. The good news is the Lord is doing a new thing. The thing is, can you perceive it? He's doing a new thing. Are you going to trust him with this new thing? I say go all in. Why not? Why not go all in? Why not trust him? Why not trust him with the reestablishment? You're not going to look the same. You're not going to sound the same. You're not going to walk the same. You're just not going to be the same. Is there a problem? Is that going to be a problem? What say you? Okay. What is it? I mean, as a quirky girl, let me tell you something. I get really tired sometimes of myself. I get really tired of myself. I get tired of a lot of the things that I do. This year has been a very healing time. It's been a year of healing for me. There's a lot of things that I've had to really sit down and talk to the Lord. Or I had to sit down and he had to really bring this up to me. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to bring this up. But this is just what it is. There's no hiding from God. Absolutely not. You've been sitting there with this thing in the back of your mind. You think about it all the time. It's just sitting there. And whole time, God is just waiting for the conversation. He's just been waiting for that conversation. And you've just been hiding. I challenge you within these next 2 weeks to really just go to God about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to talk to him and let him know what's going on. And what's going on is I wasn't ready to be this. God, I've been emotional. I wasn't ready for this. I know it's been 5 years since the pandemic had happened. I know that, you know, time has kind of flown by. I wasn't ready for this. I wasn't ready to talk about that. I wasn't ready. I'm still not ready. But God, I'm open. Can you be open to that? Can you be open to the moving of Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit wants to talk about the elephant in the room, about the walls that gotta come down, about the shame you've been dealing with, about the guilt that's been paining you, about the sickness that you didn't know was coming. He wants to talk about your anger. He wants to talk about the sadness. He wants to talk about it. He's a miraculous God, and he wants to do something new in you, through you, for kingdom. He wants to do that. Are you ready for the Lord to challenge your norms? Hello? Hello? Let's really talk about it. What's my norms? Okay, I could really ease up off of the shy. I could really ease up off of the shy for real. I don't have to watch. I really want to watch it. I really want to watch it. But I'm just saying this, you know, I've been watching at least an episode or two a night. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Okay, what is it? You gonna ask me about how it is being an adult? It's getting you a good show, getting you a good blanket, getting you some good popcorn or ice cream, and sitting down and just relaxing, watching your favorite show. Watching your favorite show. That's a pastime up in here. Yes, it is. I could do better. I should be going to the gym. I will. Come on. I will. Jesus. Just remember, let me just leave this with you. God is a safe place. God is our refuge, of course. According to Psalms 46, 1 through 2, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and through the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Y'all was trying to read my handwriting. That thing was looking real jumbled up. On your free time, go to Psalm 46, 1 and 2. I crack myself up for real. I really do. Y'all, this is another quirky thing about me. My handwriting is trash. I'm just going to let you know this right now. I was not a part of the club, the pretty handwriting glitter pens club. I always wanted to, but I just could never write like that. A lot of people said that I have the handwriting of a doctor, and I don't know how I should take that because, like, is it like, what are you saying? I'm so sorry. I promise you, I practice. Ask me to write my name. It's good. It's fine. It's all. But when you ask me to do all the other stuff, I'm so sorry. But what it says is, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. That was an extra verse right there. I was really supposed to just read 1 and 2, but the Lord is kind. He is our refuge. Point blank, period. Okay. My handwriting is trash though. I'm sorry. You had to go through that. If you made it through the ending of this episode, I thank you so much. Okay? Okay? Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Okay? God is here. God is a provider. He's giving you the wisdom for it. God is a redeemer. He's going to redeem you for it, okay? His mercies endureth forever, guys. I really hope that y'all are blessed. But this is what he was really dealing with me with, okay? Foundations. You know better, you do better. When you know better, I'm going to do better. It's hard, but this is what he wants. Collaboration, eh? It's collaboration. Anyway, please let me know your thoughts. Please let me know your thoughts. This was kind of a slow episode, but this is what he was dealing with me. I promise you, I'm going to God about this thing called the quirky black girl. I'm going to God about you. I'm going to God. I'm just going to God, period, because it's getting to be that time of year where things, like, we're literally wrapping things up. And then I told myself that I was going to do this thing and I was going to be intentional about it. And I almost gave up. I ain't even going to lie to you. Ain't even going to lie to you. Ain't even going to hold you. I was really on the verge of giving up because I felt overwhelmed. But then I remembered it's not my strength and it's not my will. It's God. It's for God. And I love God. And I love God. I love Jesus. Jesus is my friend. He's my counselor. He's my shepherd. He is my everything. And I told him that I would do it. And I just want to make him happy and smile. And I hope that this thing is effective. And that's all I hope for. I really hope that this thing touches you. I really hope that you take these questions and what was said today. And I really want to hear from you. That really is what it is. If you've made it to the end, I really want to hear from you. Like, I really want to hear your thoughts about it. Have you thought about these things? Have you noticed that it's our turn to be the people at the cookout? Like, did you notice that? Like, did you know that it was supposed to be you to go get not just the ice, but the juices and the corn and the buns? That was you. Yeah, that was you. And then cousin Anthony, he was supposed to go get them kebab sticks. Uh-huh. Somebody was supposed to do the prep last night. Did you know that? Girl, I missed the memo too. Oh my God. I missed the memo too. Everybody's just like, my God, it's another dry summer. Yes, because we're the ones that are supposed to make it lit. And the problem is, let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is, it just got a little bit too hot outside. I ain't even gonna lie to you. To me, the sun ain't sunning like it used to. The sun ain't never been this hot. It's just never been this hot. And it doesn't help because I ain't got no AC in my car. Are y'all praying for me? It's a literal hot box. All right, it's time for me to go. I love y'all so much, and I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope it wasn't too spooky-ooky. I hope it wasn't too, like, I don't know, thought-provoking. I promise we're going to have fun. I mean, look, we're having fun now. If you're not having fun, just say that. Just say it. Just let me know. But it's another, it's the end, guys. We made it to the end. And eventually I'm going to get me some music. I don't know how to do that yet, but this is where we are. So let me know how you feel. And I hope you have a great night. It's Tuesday, the 5th of August. And I hope that you have a great Wednesday, the 6th of August. All right. Love y'all. Bye.